We've spoken about Anglia at Ruskin University before. However, just to jog your memory, the university has an established reputation as a provider of quality online work-based higher education. The university is introducing a postgraduate course, an MSc in Global Military Veteran and Family Studies. And here to tell us more is course leader Dr. Lindsay Baines. Welcome to BFBS, Lindsay. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on to BFBS.
Not a problem at all. Of course, we need to get the word out there about the course. And can you tell us a little bit about it then, what the course entails?
Well, here at Anglia Ruskin University, we've developed a modular distance learning program, which positions civilian and military veteran wellbeing and care as a global issue, in that we work closely with key institutions in the United States, such as the Uniformed Services University, and in India, in the state of Gujarat, the Indian Institute of Technology, to learn from our colleagues around the world and developed this into an evidence-based theoretical and practical course. The course is really aimed at providing optimum care for men and women who have served our country, both as active military and as civilians. Many of those will go on to work, and some of them are already working, with veterans organisations, with the United Nations, with the World Health Organization, some with the National Health Service, and some in our education system.
So it's a whole broad of people that can, you know, this would attract then.
Very broad indeed, yes.
Okay. So who can actually apply for the course? You mentioned briefly civilians, veterans. Do they have to have a qualification before they come onto this course?
Not necessarily. We tend to attract a very broad spectrum of candidate, both in their 20s and also more mature students as well. So some students will come to us with a degree already in nursing or social work. We have teachers, doctors, occupational therapists. But also we have people coming to us who maybe worked in the financial industry or worked in a career maybe until their mid-40s or their 50s, and then maybe they were made redundant or they took early retirement. A lot of the activity in the media, such as the Invictus Games and the movie American Sniper, really stimulated a lot of interest around veteran care for the general public. So we have people coming in who maybe have no formal qualifications or have a degree from many years ago. We actually find that many of the mature students that come in who have not formally studied for a degree before actually do incredibly well on the course. They come in with life learning, and they come into the course with a broader perspective and quite a liberal attitude. They actually do very well, and they manage the academic side of it incredibly well. And some of our highest grades actually come from mature students without any formal qualifications.
Oh, really? Oh, that's really good to hear, actually, because, I'm kind of like one of those people that hasn't got a degree. So I would sort of think, me, a postgraduate student, I can't possibly do that. But that's really encouraging. So how long is the actual course? Is it purely correspondence?
No, it actually is 3 years part time, and it's highly interactive. So it's a distance learning program. So we have students studying from around the world. We have students studying in America, in India, Cyprus, London, and the home counties. All you need is internet access, because it's a very interactive course. So during term time, we meet one evening a week, and then you log online onto our learning platform, and you get access to all the reading materials. And then I deliver, or one of my colleagues deliver, an interactive lecture, which goes on for about 90 minutes. And then throughout the week, there's about 90 minutes follow-up in terms of one-to-one tutorial or reading materials. And we set up Google Hangouts, and we set up interactive blackboards as well.
Wow, this is the way forward, isn't it? I mean, you don't have to be in a classroom anymore to sort of do a course like this. This is great, isn't it?
It's exciting. In fact, when I actually have to go back and teach in the classroom face-to-face, it feels a bit strange.
Yeah, I bet. It feels a bit daunting. You actually got people looking at you rather than sort of not seeing anybody, I suppose.
Oh, no, they can see me. We can see each other. Yes,
oh, God.
They can see me. They can see me, and we can see each other. So the students can see each other online, and they can see me as well. Yeah, and our course is based on, not exclusively, but predominantly formulated in keeping with NATO current strategy of health engagement. And so therefore a lot of the work we do is based on the war, but in Iraq and Afghanistan. But we do look at other campaigns as well.
I'm in awe of people that say, right, I'm going to change my career, I'm going to go back to studying, because it's very hard to do that, isn't it, in a way,
yes,
to sort
is.
Of give up your money, I suppose, in that sense, to become a student and you know, sort of self-motivation in coursework. So well done to all those that have, you know, graduated. For the course to start, I mean, I presume it's going to start again September, October time, is it, for
in
the
January,
next one? Oh, in January. So people have got plenty of time to apply then. Okay,
yes.
And there are still spaces available, are there?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so if they wanted to get on that course, how could they get more details about it?
They can email me or they can go online. So our distance learning platform is distancelearning.anglia.ac.uk. And then if you look for the MSc in Global Military Veteran and Family Studies, or they can email me direct, lindsay.baines@anglia.ac.uk.